produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Not when I know.
Not when I know.
My name is Dr. Tammy T. Polk, and this is Whose Moment Are You Having? In this 20-minute audio, I want to call to mind a few people who had a moment, as we often do. Now, these are all characters from the Bible. However, there is something that we can learn from each and every one of them. First, I want to start with Moses. When God gave Moses the task of going to Israel to deliver his people, the first thing that Moses did was talk about what was wrong with him. He spoke about the physical infirmities that he had. He said, "Lord, I stutter. I don't speak well. They won't listen to me." And for every excuse that he had, God had a comeback and a provision for it. And he told him, first of all, "I made you. I made your mouth. I'm going to tell you what to say. And not only that, I am going to send your brother Aaron with you so that he can help you speak to the people." And even though Moses went right on to do what God told him to do, there were still days when he wondered if what was going on with him physically was going to get in the way of doing what God told him to do. Did he go through perils in his obedience? Yes, he did. However, those perils had nothing to do with the physical infirmities that he tried to use as a crutch or as a reason to not go forward with the mission and the vision that God had given him. The second person that I want to talk about is Sarah, the wife of Abraham. When the angel came to her and said that she would have a son and that he would be the father of nations like his father, she laughed. And not only did she laugh, she said, "Lord, do you know how old I am and how old my husband is? Do you really think that we can still pleasure each other in that way?" Then she got caught in a lie. When the angel prompted her about laughing, she said, "I didn't laugh." And he said, "Yes, you did. I'm going to come back at the time of life, and you will see that you will have conceived a son." And it took some time for that to happen. Now, Sarah had more than one type of moment. She had the moment of yes where she said, I'm too old for this to happen. But she also had the moment of impatience. God was taking too long for her. So she put her husband in an impossible situation. And she pressed him to do something that he never should have done. However, because he wanted his wife to be happy, he did what she said. And when Ishmael was born, Sarah hated the decision that she made, even to the point to where she threw him and his mother out on the street once God's promise came through for her. Her moment of impatience caused Israel to have one of its most formidable enemies in the Ishmaelites and the people of Moab. The third person that I want to talk about is Gideon. When God told Gideon that he wanted him to be his general and lead the people into battle, Gideon said, God, do you know who you're talking to? He said, I'm the least in my father's house. My father's house is the least in our tribe, and our tribe is the least of the 12 tribes. I don't think you recognize who you're talking to. And God tells him, I know exactly who I'm talking to, and I know exactly what it is that I'm asking you to do. Like Sarah, Gideon had more than one moment. He had a testing moment as well, where he told God, if this is really what you want me to do, I'm going to lay this fleece on the ground and I want the whole ground to be wet and not the fleece. So God did that. Then Gideon goes back and says, okay, this time I want the fleece to be wet, but I want the ground to be dry. God did that. Then Gideon begs for his life and asks God for one more thing. And when God does it, Gideon has to give. But then Gideon had another moment when God asked him to audit his circle. He told him that the 20 some odd thousand people he had with him were too much. So he started giving him things to look for in order to eliminate people. And the more people Gideon eliminated, the more nervous he became. And when he got down to those 300, Gideon felt like God had lost his mind. Yet he went forward, did what God told him to do. And with that army of 300, he defeated an army of 10,000. Another person that I want to talk about is Jonah. Jonah was asked to go to the worst place in the country to tell them that God's judgment was coming. Instead of him doing it, he tried to run. And because he tried to run, other people's lives were put in danger. When those sailors were out on the sea, wondering what in the world was troubling that water so much, Jonah sat back knowing that he was the reason for the storm that they were going through. And when he told them what was going on, they said, "Tell us what to do before we die." And he told them, "Throw me overboard and this will all be over." So they did. And the storm ceased. Now Jonah was swallowed by a big fish. And while he was in there, he had yet another moment. He had the moment where he realized that he was in a situation that only his obedience to God would get him out of. So what did Jonah do? He prayed. When he prayed and humbled himself in the belly of that fish, God had the fish to spit him out onto dry land. And once he got himself together, Jonah went to Nineveh. And then he had yet another moment. He had an angry moment with God because God decided to spare Nineveh because they started to do right. And Jonah got so mad at the fact that God didn't deal with them right then, that they didn't get God, that he gave up and he left. So now I want you to take a moment and put yourself into each one of these people's shoes. Have you been given a task to do, but you thought about what you physically could not do? And that because you have those physical issues, there's absolutely no way you can do what you're being tasked to do. Have you said that you were too old or that it is too late for you to do it? Have you been given a promise or given an incentive and you thought that somebody was pulling your leg, but you knew it was coming? And because it didn't come within the time frame that you wanted, you jumped the gun, setting off a spiral chain reaction of events that was not easy to come back from. And even though you got what was promised to you in the end, you are still doing damage control. Or are you the person who says that because of who you are, where you came from, who your people are, and things of that nature, you can't possibly be chosen to lead or do anything because of the weight that carries? So if you are at that point, I want you to think about one person who gave up absolutely everything in order to achieve his mission. And that was Jesus. My dad used to tell the story like this. When the world was in trouble and God looked around heaven and said, "Who will go and help the earth so that they would be spared?" Jesus stood up and said, "Father, I'll go." And God says, "My son, are you sure?" And he said, "Yes, Father, I will go." And he said, "Okay." And after walking on the earth for 33 and a half years and returning to his father, the world was messed up once again. And God looked around and said, "Who is going to go and help me deal with these people? Because I'm tired." Jesus stood up and said, "Father, give them grace. I died for them. I suffered for them. Give them another chance." So I ask you, with that in mind, whose moment are you having? And if the Lord Jesus himself could put who he was, who his people were, and where he came from to the side, to go through what he went through for 30 years. He was shamed. He was ridiculed. People asked him who he thought he was and what he thought he was trying to do. Yet he still uttered the words, "It is finished." He did what he was tasked to do, even with the moment that he had. Because in his moment, he thought his father left him to die and left him to die alone. So I ask you again, whose moment are you having? What is it about the moment that you are having that has you stuck, stale, stagnant, and afraid to move forward and do what it is that you have been tasked to do? I can go on and on with various stories of the people in the Bible who had their moments, yet they pushed through them. Because obedience and the reward thereof was better than their feelings. So when you think about the moment that you're having, are you stuck on what that moment is? Or are you looking at that moment and saying, "You know what? I may not be able to do that, but I can do this instead." And making what you can happen at that point. You may not be able to do it in its full totality or in the same strength as someone else. But if you can get one step closer, then that is all that matters. God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Work to get past that moment and go and do something great.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.